It's KX 93.5. It's your daily scramble live. Good morning. Morning to you. It's going to be 92 degrees in town here. You wouldn't think that it was coming on to winter, but winter is approaching. And a big deal for winter is hospitality night. This year on December 1st, which is always the first Friday of December, but this time it's actually on the first day of December. And we've got some folks here to talk about that. Adam Gaffarati is here.
Excuse me,
I knew I was pronouncing that incorrectly. Hi, Adam, thanks for coming. And Lauren Montgomery. Tell us about it. What's happening, Adam, hospitality night this year?
So hospitality night this year, is like you said, is on December 1st. It'll start a little after 6 o'clock with Santa arriving. But Santa's not going to arrive at City Hall this year. He's going to arrive at the Pepper Tree parking lot, which is in between Forest Avenue and Ocean Avenue. And this year, we're going to decorate the entire parking lot. We're going to have activities for the kids. We're going to have arts and crafts. We're actually going to do a booth to have the kids write letters to soldiers overseas and to the VA. So we're really doing a big event in the parking lot. We're able to decorate the entire parking lot. And the best thing about this is we're not having to close 3rd Street. So we're really thinking that the traffic's going to be mitigated throughout the entire event. And it's centralizing the event. So we're really looking forward to it. And we're hoping everyone comes down, kind of re-celebrating hospitality night. We've got great bands lined up, great activities for the kids. We are still working with the police department on alcohol. So there's going to be more to come on where you can drink, what kind of stuff is going to be available for alcohol.
Right. So that's interesting. So, but Forest Avenue will still be closed.
Correct.
But 3rd Street won't be. And it's interesting that you're tying in, you know, something as frivolous as hospital. And it's a wonderful night. It's a brilliant night. If you're new to town, you've never been to hospitality night, it's just one of those really special events in town. Always a great atmosphere. Meet your neighbours. A lot of people. Completely safe. Brilliant to bring the kids. Just a lot of fun, actually. And are they having, oh, by the way, is there an ice rink this year? People going to be able to skate?
You know, we're still working on that. We're trying to see if we can bring in real snow or the ice rink. We're still working on that.
Right.
And then, you know, officially it starts about a little after 6 with Santa arriving. But before that, come on down at 5 o'clock. The Laguna Beach Community Concert Band will be playing. And then we have different choruses. And Thurston Middle School Band will be also playing. So
awesome.
It really starts about 5 o'clock, but Santa arrives a little after 6 o'clock.
Brilliant. Adam Gaffarati is here from Laguna Beach Community Services to talk about hospitality night here on KX93.5. So that, but you're tying it in with the kids are going to write letters to servicemen. You know that you're not the first person who's been in here in the last week who's got what sounds like a frivolous event, and yet they're tying it in with really wonderful things. Oh, Halloween. The Halloween walk down Forest Avenue where the kids get candy and stuff. They meet at Main Beach. And I forget the date of that, but you can find that online. They're tying that thing in with Pacific Marine Mammal Centre and with law enforcement, and the kids get to meet people from those organisations. So it's really cool that you're doing something that's just, you know, really not just a fun event, but also tied in with something serious. Who came up with that idea?
That was actually one of my ideas.
That's great.
At the Community Services Department, we're really trying to create community, and that's our mission this last couple of years. We're really trying to promote the community and have great community events where we're bringing different walks of life within the town together and really doing something great.
Now, what about the lighting of the tree? Because in the pepper tree, has it been cut down or has it been cut back?
Well, we actually have another pepper tree, actually, in the pepper tree parking lot.
A new pepper tree.
We actually lucked out. We had a backup pepper tree already ready to go. And
it's not been cloned yet. They were going to clone it. Did you see that?
Yep, there's still talks about that. But we actually have an older pepper tree that's in the parking lot. It's actually in the north end corner, kind of across from Shirley's and Zinc.
Okay.
And so that's the tree we're going to light this year. And I, you know, depending on how well it goes, we might, you know, continue that as a tradition going forward.
Well, you know what? Right now, it's a pepper tree. But once you put lights on it, it will be the pepper tree.
It'll be the pepper tree.
There's no escaping it. And people will remember the old one. Like a they'll sing folk songs about it.
Yep, and you know, one of the other things we're doing, we actually got some pieces of the pepper tree, and we're going to be cutting the little discs and having ornaments for the kids.
Oh my God, that's like, you know, I've been to Jerusalem. They sell pieces of the actual cross. I mean, they've sold so many pieces now. You know, this entire forest of cross has been sold. But you get the original piece. Wow, this is big stuff.
It'll be fun.
I'm definitely going to get together a folk group. And we're going to sing about how we like the new pepper tree, but we loved the old one, because that's what folk singers do. Lauren, hello, Lauren.
Hello, good morning.
Please stop me. I'm on a roll. Lawrence here, you're going to talk about cookies. What's the cookie thing? Thanks for bringing cookies, by the way.
Of course. Did you like them?
I enjoyed a small piece of cookie, if my wife is listening.
Homemade.
That I ate. A very small taste.
Small, just a bite.
Low-fat cookies.
I was making sure that they're okay.
He just had a bite. He had to test them. Yeah, so I'm here to talk about our first annual, new, fun, exciting holiday cookie recipe contest.
Mm.
Yeah, so if you're sitting at home and you're thinking, oh, I have a great, you know, family, holiday cookie recipe sitting at home, well, we're now having a contest to see if we can find the best one in Laguna. So
right.
You have to be a Laguna Beach resident.
Adam Gaffarati made these cookies from scratch. Is he exempt from? Because he's not, city employees should be exempt.
Adam, can you apply?
I am exempt from
good,
this.
I'm glad to hear it.
Because he would win.
Do you have a cookie recipe?
I do. I can make some mean sugar cookies.
Can you?
Yeah. You have to decorate them with the frosting, you know?
Do you like the hard, crispy cookie, or are you the soft
type? So I'm crispy on the edges and soft in the middle.
Soft inside. I'm like that with bagels.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Crispy on the outside, chewy in the middle.
Chewy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right there with you.
I want it all, Lauren.
Yeah.
I don't just want one
thing.
Well,
we can have it all.
I want it. We can. We're Americans. Do whatever we like. So Hospitality Night, December 1st. It's really the most fun event of the year, and it includes everybody in town. And again, it's a holiday party. It's not a Christmas party, particularly, or a Hanukkah party, or an Eid party, or a Kwanzaa party. It's just a chance for us to get together in the season, you know, and pretend that it's winter around here. So wear your woolly sweaters, right? Your horrible Christmas sweaters. Get them on. Come down. I think I may have the most disgusting Christmas sweater of anybody.
We should do a contest for that as well.
Yeah, that's a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so for the cookie contest, we're taking submissions until October 31st, and people can apply online at lagunabeachcity.net or come over to the Susie Q Community and Senior Center. We've
got
applications.
Pick up an entry form.
How do you judge the cookie thing?
So that's what's going to happen is we're going to have all these amazing recipes, and then we'll have to choose the top three. And those top three finalists will come in for a tasting ceremony, and that's going to happen on November 13th at the Susie Q Center. And then at this tasting ceremony, it's their chance to shine. They're going to bring in a dozen of their cookies. We're going to have a panel of judges. We're working on getting the mayor as one of our judges.
Yes.
To, you know, judge the presentation, the taste, and the family backstory, because that's really what this contest is about. It's about bringing families together, the grandparents talking to the grandkids, and,
of course, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
baking with them. And so we'll have a tasting ceremony and give the best cookie winner an ad in our brochure.
Brilliant. It's a celebration of community and family, mm-hmm, and all, mm-hmm, of that. And if you're on your own, come on down, because everybody will talk to you on that night. It's
and
really a friendly thing, and get cookies. Don't just show up with cookies. You need to apply. You've got to do it the right way. There's a form to fill out.
Yes.
There's people to talk to. Mm-hmm. They want to take your thumbprints, all of that. Make sure that you're legit. We don't want you going down to Ralph's the night before and buying some of that cookie dough and throwing the. No, we're going to know. People are going to know the difference.
You can taste that.
All right. Am I missing anything out? I've been silly, but am I missing stuff out, Adam? Is there more stuff you want to?
No, I think you hit it, and I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity.
No, of course. It's wonderful that you're here. This is the thing that we do, you know. It's our mission statement to be part of the community. So it's December 1st. That's the night before our big Christmas thing at the Festival of Arts with Eric Burden and the Animals. So a lot to do that weekend, and the party season's really will be in swing by then. December 1st, down all over downtown, you'll find people. What time does Santa come again? Tell us.
Santa's coming a little after 10, or excuse me, a little after 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Right at 6 o'clock, we're actually doing a sing-along with the kids. So we actually partner with the Laguna Playhouse, and they actually bring some of their princesses and different actors from their winter theater program, which is Aladdin this year. So they're actually going to bring some of their actors, and we do a sing-along at 6 o'clock at the Pepper Tree parking lot, and Santa comes a little after 6 o'clock.
Awesome. Very excited about this. Hospitality Night, 1st of December, down here in Laguna Beach. More information at the city's website for sure, lagunabeachcity.net. Adam Gaffarati and Lauren Montgomery been here. As long as we haven't missed anything out, I'm going to kick you out. I've got things to do.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for bringing the cookies.
Of course.